Hey, it's Bethany here with Dialed In. I'm so happy that you're listening today. Before we hop into this episode, I wanted to let you know about a new resource for this new decade. It is the Action Takers Resource Guide. So I know from experience that it can be so hard to know where to start. When you're thinking about making a change in your life, you know it's going to be uncomfortable and you know that it's going to take some time and dedication. And sometimes there's just so much information out there that it's hard to narrow down and choose a focus. So I've done that for you. In this resource guide, there's a complete list of all different kinds of things and ways for you to start. So here's how I want you to use this. Go to my website, bethanyclem.com. Simply enter your name and email. You get an immediate download of this resource. You can print it out. You can have it on your computer, but it takes you through all different steps to get to know yourself better. There's a list of podcasts that you can get plugged into. There are a huge amount of books here that you can start reading to help change your life. And there's even tools that can help you stay organized, among other things. Now, just pick one area. Just simply pick one area that appeals to you that you think, you know what, I could work this in to my daily routine, or I could work this into my routine 2 or 3 days a week. Pick one, get started. I'd love to hear how it goes. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how you like the resource. And I can't wait to see how this year is amazing for you. All right, we'll get to the episode. Until next time, take action, live big, and enjoy Dialed In. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. I am so excited to introduce you today to Ashley Nyholt. She is a network marketer who is also a mind model method coach, and she helps others live an elevated life. And I know that's a big statement, but we're going to dive in to why she does what she does today and a little bit about her journey that brought her to this point. I was talking to Ashley before going live here, and there's so many directions that this podcast could take today, but I'm a believer in letting it go where it needs to go and where we're guided. But before we dive into Ashley's story, I wanted to read to you a little bit about some quotes I took off of her website, and this is why I asked Ashley to come on the podcast. Here's what she says. She says, having a wealthy life is about time and financial freedom, of course, but it's also about physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. I have learned that our thoughts and behaviors massively impact our momentum forward toward living out our dreams. And I love that because every single one of us is capable of living out a big life. And if you've listened to me for any period of time, you know that I'm a firm believer of staying dialed into who you are, your gifts and talents, and then making sure that you are aware of what you give power to. And I know Ashley's story is going to inspire you, make you think a little deeper about where you're at, what you're giving your power to, and really, really just solidify the fact that no matter what happens to you, that you have control about what happens in you. So welcome to Dialed In, Ashley.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So I'm just going to ask a general question and we'll just see where this goes. But can you share with us today about what it means to live a big life, what that means to you, and maybe some of your journey that has been challenging or things you've had to overcome in order to live what you would call an elevated life, what I refer to as a big life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love how you started off the call because it really is about figuring out what you want and what you love. Because if you want to have that wealth, that goes over those five areas of your life and you don't know what you want, you end up chasing a lot of things that you think you should want or other people are telling you that you want. And you end up going down a trail that really doesn't serve you or like that big life that you want or that elevated life that you want. I really think that that's the first thing that anyone has to do is really figure out what it is that they want and what it is that they love.
I absolutely agree with you. So can you share on your journey, how did you figure that out? I mean, when I read about your journey, it seems like you kind of figured out, like when you were college age, at least somewhat, like, hey, this isn't working for me, like this normal path. So talk about that.
Honestly, I think it was always kind of in me. If you ask my mom, she will definitely say I came out of her that way. I just always thought for myself, and I think that's the biggest thing, is really learning how to think for yourself. And so for me, it was a skill that did come slightly naturally, and it was a skill that I chose to develop in my teenage years. I remember playing devil's advocate in high school and really always wanting to know both sides of the story so I could figure out where I was at. And like from a very young age, the whole go to college, get a job, never really sat in me like well or comfortably. My parents didn't do that either. They own businesses. And so when I was four, they started their first business. And I grew up watching them have businesses succeed and succeed very well and businesses fail. And they never stayed in their failure. They always moved on very quickly, learned from their mistakes, and started another company. And so that was my example. And it was really about what works. What works for me? What do I love? Like, what do I want in my life? And just constantly asking myself those questions. And if I thought I wanted something and I tried it out, I gave myself complete freedom to be like, I'm allowed to change my mind. And that's what happened. I ended up going to school for 2 years, and that was very much a pressure thing for my parents. And because I wasn't really sure exactly what I wanted, it was like, well, I have to do something to figure out what it is I actually do want. And so I went and started studying one thing, realized that wasn't it, tried another thing, realized that wasn't it, and that's when I was introduced to network marketing, and that felt home for me. That felt in alignment with what I wanted. And so I hit the ground running. And so that's a big thing too. A lot of people are like, well, I don't know what I want. And they sit in that place forever being like, I don't know what I want. And they go through their 9-to-5 job or their university degree, and they never actually try other things or figure it out because we're comfortable in that. And so for me, I never allowed myself to be comfortable in what I didn't like. I would burn the ships if that was what was needed.
I love that. So you knew that in order to figure out what you wanted, you had to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. And there's a very big difference between uncomfortable and unsafe. I knew I was safe. I knew I had a roof over my head. I had food to eat. I was in a safe place. Like, I wasn't putting myself in harm's way. But I was allowed to get uncomfortable to figure out what really aligned with me.
So it's interesting. It sounds like you had parents that modeled this for you. What a gift, because obviously you don't know any different, right? But I'm sure as you have helped others seek out an elevated life, that you've probably come to the stark realization that living in a comfort zone is pretty normal.
Oh, for sure. And it was normal for me too. You know, like my dad definitely still to this day wants me to have a degree under my belt. And so, cause that's comfortable to him. That to him, he thinks that's safe. And I see it differently. I see it as being safe for me is knowing that I have developed my skills and my abilities to be unique to me so that I'm an asset in anything that I go out to pursue. And a piece of paper is not going to define that for me. So it's just a different mindset, a different way of seeing it, like what he sees as safe and comfortable versus what I see as safe and comfortable.
Because nothing really is safe and comfortable. I mean, well, things are comfortable, but their safety and security is all relative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's where, like, safety is, like, are your, like, basic human needs met, you know? And then comfort is so relative to the person and what they're used to. And that's where if you push that line just a little bit every single day, you really get to experience so much more. And you get comfortable with the uncomfortable. And that's a very powerful place to be.
Right. Can you share a time where you've been stuck, maybe,
and
and how you push through? Okay.
Yeah, like there's like I'm human. Of course, I've been stuck. Like that's just, of course, there's lots of times that come to mind. But like I've been stuck in network marketing. Like I remember looking around and I had built. I started network marketing when I was 18 years old, and so I really gave it, like, the quote-unquote the best years of my life, my 20s, and really put everything into it. And one day I woke up and looked around, and this wasn't what I wanted, and I felt stuck. And so that was, again, I had to figure out what it is I want. I had to burn the ships, and it took time for me to get to that place of actually feeling that uncomfort enough and just that fear. It's not really the pain that drives us. People often say, like, that pain is going to drive us, but a lot of people will get comfortable with the pain of their life. It was really, I had to feel the fear of it, of the fear of, is this really the best that it's going to be? And I'm settling. And that scared me. Settling for what I had really scared me. And so that's what was able to move me forward. And it's really when we, like, that fear drives us. The fear is that fight or flight, right? And so then when I was able to recognize the fear, then I was able to step over into, okay, what do I really love and what do I really want, and start to pursue that. So that's a really big, big way for me to be able to figure things out for where, what direction I want to go in. I hope that makes sense.
It does, absolutely. Along the way, have there been, like, books or people that you have followed, or podcasts, or conferences that you've gone to that have really helped, like, motivate you or give you the momentum to keep going?
Yes and no. So, like, I have read, like, I love reading, I love going to conferences, I love learning, and I often sign up for more courses than I can possibly do, and so that constant growing is what fuels me, but at the end of the day, I have to motivate myself, and no book, no person, and no course is going to do that, and so it's kind of that interesting balance of figuring out your way through that, because we all have those days where we really just, we want someone else to motivate ourselves. We want someone else to help pick us up, and that will never happen. But I think that the amount of books that I read when I was like 18, 19, 20 definitely laid an unbelievable foundation for myself right now. Even just this morning, I was struggling with something, and I was like, oh, I remember this book that I read 6 years ago talks about that. And I went and pulled it off my shelf, and it was like, holy cow, wow, this is exactly what I needed to hear right now. And so it's that, like, when you read and develop your skill set and go through that growth process, it's something that you can always pull from, no matter how long ago it was. So that definitely has been one of my best things I've ever done for myself, is to go to courses, meet my mentors, meet leaders, like conferences, coaching certifications, books, like everything, podcasts. just constantly filling yourself with new ideas, new ways of thinking, seeing how successful people do things, how successful people think, like similar to what you talked about at the beginning. There is a difference with how successful people think and behave versus people that are more that like status quo. There's a very big difference there. And so the more I can tap into that, the more I like excel. But I still have to self-motivate myself. That still at the end of the day is probably the hardest thing.
I love that you touched on that because truly it's a you and you deal. All of this is, right? Like, and you can blame it on whatever else, but it's a you and you deal. It's all the stuff that happens in your head and how you think and the choices that you make and your filter through which you see and do things, right? That's what makes the difference. So, so the people that typically listen to Dialed In are seekers. They're people that are either out there in the trenches, they're seeking, you know, their big life or their elevated life, or there are people that are curious about what does this mean? What does it mean to be dialed in? What does it mean to live big? So I'm going to ask you if you'll just think a minute about your journey and what would you tell them, the people that are in the trenches and the people that are maybe thinking, is this possible for me?
Yeah, I think it's really about looking at what other people have been able to accomplish. A lot of times when I'm coaching people, they say, is this a realistic goal? And when people say that, I always say no, because when we think about what's realistic, we base it off of our present and our past. And so something one of my mentors taught me is ask yourself, is this reasonable? And when you think about, like, the reasonable man, like, that idea of is it reasonable for man to accomplish this? And then you look at other men or women and see what they have been able to accomplish, the answer is almost always yes. And so that is really what I think is really take yourself out of the equation and say, if other people were able to accomplish this, usually they come from worse situations than ourselves. Like a lot of the top successes that I follow had horrible upbringings and really challenging lives. And they were able to create unbelievable success. And so when you look at their life, that is the most inspiring and the most motivating thing for me. So if you're kind of going through this, like, I don't know if this is possible for me. I don't know if my dreams are crazy. I would really just look at other people that have achieved similar success to what you want and ask yourself, like, how much more did they have as, like, natural talents and abilities, and how much more of an upper hand do they have with, like, their family background or whatever it is? And the answer is going to be they didn't. Like, they really normally don't. And then, like, if you actually dive into more, like, law of attraction or how our brain works, like the neurology and all of that, you'll know that if we can imagine it, we can achieve it. And so it really is not concentrating on the how of doing that, but figuring out what do successful people do? Like, what do successful people do when they achieve those big, audacious, crazy goals, and start from the beginning and just do one step at a time?
Absolutely. I love it because it's about so it reminds me of the Henry Ford quote, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right.
Yeah,
but it really, for me, I found it's two things. It's what I believe and then taking action, because the more action I take, the more I get clear. So I may think I have an idea of what I want, but oftentimes what I set out to do and really where I end up are different.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Action brings clarity. And wow, I love it. Well, So I already have like four different teaching points just from what you've shared so far. If you had to look back to where from where you've been, is there any one moment that stands out to you that was a significant turning point where you were like up against the wall and you knew you had to make a change or you weren't going to be able to live this life that you wanted?
Yes, for sure. So that would be like I was in a really bad accident and I really allowed that healing process to become my normal, and I allowed it to become my normal for way too long, and it I felt concreted into this kind of a victim state, but just really not knowing how to get out of it. And like we all say, like 21 days it takes to form a habit, but like when you live a certain way for 3 months, that becomes your new normal. And if you've heard of Dr. Caroline Leaf, she talks about that a lot with how it actually wires into your brain as your new normal. And so for me, I created this new normal in my life that was completely different than how I lived before my accident. And I didn't realize I was there probably for a year and a half to 2 years. So that's lots of 90-day rewirings that I had to then come to the awareness that I had allowed myself to get there and then do the work to rewire that differently. And I really struggled with that. Like I mentioned, Dr. Caroline Leaf was one of those people that was really critical in my learning journey. And like her exercises definitely helped me a lot. But it really was when I found the mind model method training that I was able to understand really how to get out of it. And the key thing really was about evaluating. And that also kind of ties into what we were talking about, like how I mentioned like taking that one step forward and just one step at a time. And you mentioned that action is the most important thing. The next thing really is like to evaluate the action. And so for me, I wasn't evaluating the action. I was judging the action. And that difference is so huge and so critical because my judgment was negatively rewiring my brain instead of positive rewiring my brain. And so I ended up, once I came to that awareness that I was in this place that I didn't want to be, I actually started making it worse, probably for a good 6 months. Because I didn't have the skill set to evaluate at that time. I had the skill set to know where I was before the accident and where I was now and judge myself for that. I was really good at that. And so I had to learn from my mind model method coach how to evaluate instead of judge. And that was really, it could have been a life or death situation because I was, on bed rest. Like I had to relearn how to walk. Like I had a lot of actual physical injuries, and then I had a lot of stuff compound on top of that mentally with a brain injury and everything like that. So I really had, it was a lot of things that I had to work through and rewire. It wasn't just one isolated thing, if that makes sense.
Wow. Well, how did you come to terms with understanding the difference between evaluating and judging? Like, how do people know where they're at?
What do you mean by where they're at? Sorry, just so I can understand.
Like, okay, so you said that you came to the realization that you needed to stop judging and start evaluating. Mm-hmm. So what is what's the difference in that? What does that what that look like for you, and how would somebody begin to recognize that in themselves?
Yeah, so if you're judging yourself, if you have negative self-talk, if you're comparing, you're in judgment. It's pretty simple. It's pretty normal for us humans to do that. So that's where I was at. Like, so I would, I had to learn how to function. Like, I actually did rehab to learn how to walk and lift things and move like a normal person. And so I would compare myself. Like, I used to work 80-hour weeks and be this very driven person in business and have a very active social life. And now I laid in bed 20 hours a day. I didn't exercise anymore and, like, all these kind of things. And so I would get up and I would try to do my job. And if I could only work 2 hours a day, I would beat myself up. No, like, you're healed now. Like, you need to be able to work those 8 to 10 hours that you used to. And I would tell myself horrible things about how I was incapable of doing what I used to do and there was no reason I couldn't. But the truth of the matter was I have let myself get to this place over 2 years and create this new normal over those, like, those 3 month spans, like I talked about. So not only was my brain wired differently now, but I also was physically different now, very different. Mm-hmm. and so I beat myself up a lot. And when I heard my mentor talk from the stage, I instantly knew that he had the answer that I needed, and I made it my mission that weekend to go and find him and talk to him. And the easiest and simplest thing that I learned from him and his now ex-wife that they talked about was when you go into evaluation, the first thing that you want to do is ask yourself what worked, and that really stops the judgment. And so the formula that they taught me that I use on everything every day in my life is 3 things that worked, 2 things that didn't work, and 1 thing I'm going to do differently tomorrow. So then I can't say to myself, you need to be working 10 hours a day. Like, how pathetic of you for only working 2. It was, what worked today? I got this, 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 and this done. What didn't work? Well, like, I was really tired and really sore. And what am I going to do differently tomorrow? And tomorrow I'm going to try to work another 5 minutes, or tomorrow I'm going to stretch every half an hour so that I can prolong that, or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And so then I tracked that, and I was able to change 7 things a week, because every day I was going to do one thing differently.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And so it was a really great process to learn, a really simple process to learn, but it stopped that self-judgment, which was mm-hmm. wiring my brain negatively, and it started wiring my brain positively. Because I was thinking about what was working, and I was evaluating that instead of judging that. Because when we judge, we often put ourselves into a fear or anger state, and nothing good comes from that in any, like, physical, emotional, spiritual, any way. And so when I was actually thinking about what was working, I was really moving myself forward in every way. So trying not to get too much into the weeds. So hopefully that makes sense.
No, I love that. So how easy, how simple is that process? Mm-hmm. Maybe not always easy, but how simple? So 3 things mm-hmm. that worked, 2 things that didn't work, and 1 thing that you can do differently tomorrow. So I'm a quote girl, and so the mm-hmm. quote, I don't even know who said it, that kept, like, screaming at me as you're describing this is, small hinges swing big doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because really, you're changing 7 things a week. That's taking massive action in small mm-hmm. bite-sized pieces. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one likes to do the self-judgment. Like, we can never be, like, we can never have our big life. We can never have our elevated life if we're living in a place of self-judgment or judgment of others, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it wires that out of our brain. And that mm-hmm. is a beautiful place to live.
Yes. It reminds me, I'm reading a book called Judgment Detox.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the premise is exactly what you're saying. Because mm-hmm. you can't live your best life, and you can't mm-hmm. live free of all your stuff if you're in a place of judgment, because it's a whole different mindset. It clouds everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's fabulous. Okay, excellent. Well, I know that listeners are probably dying to understand how they can connect with you. But before you share that, will you tell us what you're up to now? Where are you at? What are you doing these days?
So right now I am a coach primarily. I'm contracted to teach people how to build online businesses, and I coach for a company doing that. I also do my own coaching as well with the Mind Model Methods. And I actually am in the process of building out a tiny home on wheels, a van, to start traveling through North America and just experiencing life, living my elevated life, my version of that.
I love that. It was all I could do to, like, not share that at the beginning about about your – that's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal, like, what you do professionally and the network marketing and how you help people through coaching. That's huge. But on top of that, you're living it out too, and I love that. So, is there a place people can go to connect with your coaching and with your network marketing and all that? Where can people find you?
Yeah, I think the easiest place to go is to my website. It's my first and last name, so Ashley Nyholt, Nyholt.com. And so I think that is a great place to go because it does have links to all my social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. And I am starting a YouTube channel for both my van life journey, including me building a house, which I've never done any type of building before. So I'll be documenting that journey.
I love it.
Which will be full of success and failure. So that will be fun. And then I will be also doing a coaching channel on YouTube as well. So there will be two channels that I will be linking to my website here this weekend. So if you go to my website, you'll be able to find everything. But also Facebook is a place I'm very active too.
I'm sorry. I was afraid that would happen. I'm staying at I'm at a friend's house, dog sitting, and obviously the dogs are barking. So. Sorry about that, but that's life, right? We're just keeping it real
for
here.
Sure.
So, well, if you're in a place, listeners, that you weren't able to write this down, let me let the dog out. I am so sorry. If you're in a place and you can't write this down, don't worry, because I'll put all of Ashley's information in the description of the podcast. So that will be there along with these teaching points that I'm about to share here. So I wrote down five things from what Ashley shared with us that were standouts for me. So number one, figure out what it is that you truly want. And oftentimes that involves just taking action in a direction, and then you get clarity as you go. Number two, learn how to think for yourself. And something else that she mentioned after she said that was that she always sought to understand. And I think that's important. When we're seeking to understand something, it's hard to be in judgment at the same time, which is what she talked about later. So learn how to think for yourself and seek understanding. Number three, find people that are living big or living an elevated life, same thing, and model and learn from them. Number four, learn to be okay with being uncomfortable. And number five, consistently evaluate the action that you are taking. Evaluation is key, not judgment. And then the 3-2-1 method that she shared, I'll put that in the description of the podcast as well. So, Ashley, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate your time. And unfortunately, I have lost internet connection, so I'm not able to manually disconnect the recording. So I'll close this out, and then when we hang up, the recording will stop, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come on and talk with you. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to get this episode edited and dropped for listeners. So until next time, everyone, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you spending time with us on Dialed In. Take action, live big, and keep moving forward. Take care, everyone.